Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week we're looking for an answer to Jeffrey's rather cool question.
We've had a cold and snowy winter, and I've had to shovel my driveway every few days. Today we had a fly in our house, and I was curious if it survived the cold somehow or recently hatched.
We've all been there. It's been a cold winter and everything seems dead outside. And then you stomp inside and there's already a fly buzzing around, enjoying having a nice warm room and a human to annoy. Where do they come from? Well, Erica McAllister from the Natural History Museum in London has some thoughts on the origins of the buzzing suspect.
First off, to comment properly on the specifics of your fly, I would really need to see it to identify it.
Ah, not so easy to pin down then.
However, there are four scenarios for your hardy beast.
Oh good. So what's the first option, Erica?
Number one, it is an overwintering species that has come out early. Many flies overwinter as adults. Some really hairy beasts include the cluster flies. They do exactly that. But there are others that will take a warm place and hunker down, including many female mosquitoes. The cluster flies will stay put for most of the winters, but many, including the mosquitoes, will take opportunities to feed when the conditions become favourable.
I also feed whenever conditions become favourable, so I can understand that, but some of these flies will be ones that are still growing.
Number two, the majority of flies will be snuggled up and metamorphosising in their pupal cases or pupariums. Flies are some of the earliest to emerge as adults in spring, and they may have been tricked into doing so by some environmental trigger, maybe it was your house, and so believing that conditions were now favourable. Number three, there are those that are completely badass in that they do not regard the cold or the snowy conditions as an issue, i.e. in the Arctic, there's 4,000 species of insect, of which 2,000 are flies. This could be a cold-adapted species that you're seeing.
And of course, if a fly doesn't like the cold, there's one obvious refuge it might find.
Or number four, these could be very anthrophilic, i.e. they love humans. And they can use our environments for their own nefarious deeds. We provide lots of heat, shelter and food for them to survive.
Thanks to Erica McAllister for flying in that answer. Next time, we're answering this burning question from Trent.
I just got back from walking my dog. Now, about a block from my house, there's a trailer that's been parked there for a year or two, and every time we walk by, the dog pees on the same tire. Got me thinking, urine contains uric acid. Is that strong enough to eat through the rubber of the tire? If so, how long would it take?
So what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, join the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum, or use our web form at thenakedscientists.com/question. I'm Adam Murphy, thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Music in the programme is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for your audio and video productions.